Okay. Good evening, Rabbi Sai. Hope all are well. And we are now in middle of Ois Mem on page Chaf Hei. And he's talking about here the two tzedadim and the bria of that's required for the gilui of the yichud of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Bria, how he created us with Chisroines in order for us to reveal the Chisroines to bring out the Yivam. Along with the Makom of Avodah, of Gilui Yichud comes Bechira, obviously. That's where the Makor of Bechira is. The Makor of the Bechira, Makor of Bechira is in the world that's covered over that we see, and the fact that the Yichud is not clear is what gives us two tzedanim. As we mentioned before a few times, that's the two worlds. That's the two worlds of the Olam of Bechira and the Olam of Yediyah. Right? This conflict of the Rambam. That has Yediyah and yet we have Bechira. And the answer is that there's a world of Yediyah and there's a world of Bechira. There's a world of Bechira with the Chisroinus, there's a world of Yediyah which exists in the Yichud. Some of them call it the world of Yichud, not the world of Yediyah. It's the same thing. The whole Makom of Bechira is in this world where there's Chisroinus and there's two tzedadim. But really, there's no two tzedadim. Therefore, says the Ramchal in this point in Chaf Hei. So he says, when it's page Chaf Hei, it's in the middle of Oif Mem, which is 40, in that they bring down the Oisius, right? It's a long, long Ois. Yeah, in the middle of this Ois. Beloi Ella. Right there. Beloi Oid, Ella. That's it. That's only that. No, it's continuous here. Man, I don't know where it goes to. Beloi Ella. Yeah, I don't know where you are.
Got it.
Ella should be Yosef Kavana Behester Panim Shazacharin Rak Kiyachzav Yigalo Isav Yashav Yachamein. The point of the Hester is to be revealed. Hine Afilu HaBechira Hazay Shu Meniach Lanu Ata. Even the Bechira that comes from that. Hiddenness, and there's always a constant struggle. Should we do Toivara? Even that will not become clear. So, in other words, he's saying is that it will come at once. See, all the Mepharshim, the Ramban, and everyone says that once the world of Mashiach comes, and then it's Yom HaShem Chefetz, it's basically there's no more Bechir. Well, is that like coincidence, Stam? There's no more Bechira once everyone knows. So he's being Masber. He's saying it's because once we fulfill the job of being Megala the Giloy of Yichud, so there's no more Tzad Lehefech, so there's no room for Bechira anymore. The whole room of Bechira is in the Hester. So Elo has man Shishira Hey, it's only need, the whole room for Bechira is for as long as the Yichud is covered over. And to allow for tikkun for all the neshamas. However, they're going to become nesukin. There's three choices: through their tzidkus, through their tshuva, or through the yisurim, which is the rishayim we said earlier. And what? How long does that take? Shisa alfei shnei, 6,000 years. And after that, the world will become nischadish. I'm sorry, even though the words. Now the malachim in the next world people will be like angels. And they will be nifshat. They will be completely stripped of their tzad hagashmi. And even Limoisa Mashiach, a pasuk is written, Vasiroisi Mibsarchem, I'll make it that you'll follow the mitzvahs, meaning there's no bechira. That there's no opportunity to be zoicha in anything. Why? Because this is the whole point. The makom of avodah is the giloy of the yichud, is finding Hashem in the Hester. When a person's torah from his yitzhara, ain avodasai ela b'koyach muchach. Vein hashevach magia elav klal. There's no more room for Adam to do work.
That sounds the same way you want to share the Shavuot Machines. This is different, no?
I don't know which Mashiach he's talking here. It could be, I'm not sure. Because even in that you might say Mashiach, it could be there's going to be a full Gilui of the Yichud. There's going to be Hashem Echad Shema Echad. Now, he now is going to get into a little bit, another depth of what's the purpose of Ra in this setup. In order for the Yichud to really bring out the point, but till we get to that point, Hashem kind of allows for the Ra to take stronghold. He allows the evil to take hold, even if the Ra, it will bring people down. So he's not going to destroy his world because of that. Ultimately, as strong as the Ra is, Hashem will never let the Ra get out of hand to a point that he can't destroy the Ra, because ultimately it's Einon Melvado. So as much as the Ra takes koach, really Hashem has the reins on the Ra. This is a strong yosed, a peg of emuna. That what? Asher lo yerach libam. That we should not become weak. Loy me'erach ha'golas. Not from the strength of the golas. Loy me'erus ha'kosh. Not from yisurim. Ki adrava. Just the opposite is true. Here shakadosh baruch hu v'niach lo ra lasas kol ma shebakoychai. Hashem, let the ra be. Uvisoifa kol, at the end, kol yoyser shakosh ra. It's all sivlo ala brias. The more the ra exists and pressures people, he's saying that the power of the Ra is part of the plan, because the stronger the Ra gets, then the greater the Gilui is when you're Mevatel the Ra. He says here in the bottom, he says it twice. In this hour, he says, "Bito hara lo asid lovo yelaman gilui hayichud ki demares oitzim shli tosoi abilti mugbelas." It shows that Hashem is bilti mugbal. Shein and mugbal. Okay, that's one thing. Hagdol asara, bringing out the ra ma'ila, it helps. Mahagdol is gilui hayichud kilu umas mashenir shli tasara yoyser gdol v'domesh shasaser yoyser shli tas yichudai yizgal yoyser oitzim shli tas yichudai losik kishis batal. The same idea. So when we see Ra, when we see the koach of evil, we think, oh, then Hashem is kind of letting go. No, it's part of the plan to bring out the Yichud. It's there to be Nisbatel. The evil is there to bring out a point that when it goes down, we can see Hashem again better. So the job, just like every Nisayan, every challenge is there to overcome the challenge. On a small level. So on a global level, it's the same thing. Hashem needs to put in more nesirness for us to sense the koch of the yichud when it's this battle.
Is that only the asalavi or each incident?
But still, everything is part of the process.
Because we see in history that the
Ra... But Ra doesn't have a kiyum, really, even in this world.
Right, because eventually it goes away.
If it goes away, eventually. But
I don't know if you see, like, a yeshua, like, the way we're describing, like,
I don't want to sound, you know, what? there's small yeshuas. The Rashi in Masechtas Megillah says that on the bracha, it says Re'ena ve'anyenu ve'riva rivenu u'galenu meher l'man shemecha. So Re'ena ve'anyenu should see our plight, our inuit, and fight our battles u'galenu meher l'man shemecha, and bring us the gula. So Rashi asks Akasha in Megillah, Rashi says that how could we ask for that now when all the way at the end of Shemoneh Esrei we ask for Yerushalayim Yerachas, Tzemach David, we ask for the Gula to come anyway. What's this bracha doing in the middle of nowhere between Slach Lanu and Refainu? So the Gemara says, Loma Nitna Gula B'Shvius. Why is it on the seventh bracha? Because Mashiach is going to come by Mitzoy Shvius. So the Gemara says, okay, but that's Mitzoy Shvius, not Shvius. So he said, no, because the Shvius is the year of the wars, of the Tsars. And Memela, the Tsars also Aschalta the Geula. Okay, but it's Aschalta the Geula, but not the Geula. Why do you... So Rashi says that what the bracha is not talking about the Geula Asida. The bracha is talking about every gula, every little bit that a yid gets out of a tzara is more ha'ara of yichud. And that's gufa a ha'ara of Mashiach. It's Rashi. Said his words. So he says basically, says that we're not talking about the gula asida. We're talking about the gula of Klai Yisrael from tzaris. So how do you answer the question? So, but the Gemara says it's there because that's because Mashiach is coming. The answer is that every step of the way is bringing us closer to Mashiach. So it's there at the seventh because it's part of the Mashiach process. But what it's talking about is the gula of ish yachid, of each individual from his personal situation. That is a step in the gula process. So I think it's both. So just like the ultimate yichud will be much bigger than the yichud, the ultimate yeshua is going to be much bigger than the personal yeshuas. So the ultimate gilui of the yichud is going to be bigger than the gilui of the yichud from every person in the tzar. There is an amount that a person feels, I felt Yat Nishmaya now, that maybe I couldn't have felt it. Right? Sometimes a person, you know, you have a young person, they get a phone call, first phone call, shidduch, yes, both sides, 3 dates, engaged, done. Okay, so, kavaldik, wow, so what just happened to Nishmaya? We have an older person, and they've been going, and then all of a sudden the right thing clicks, they feel much more like, oh, finally, Hashem sent me the right thing. It could be you feel a lot more the nes for the yichud, the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it could be that the purpose of the on an individual level, on a national level, and then ultimately on a world level is like that. He even says here. Re'u, but I want to point out something he says. Ki hein emes, it's true. Shehayu yecholim b'nei adam liyoy zoichim b'maaseyim. U'makirim heim ha'emes. If people would see the truth, ve'oizim orchos ha'sheker, and deny everything in this world, shalom hazeh, v'yertoysim l'skayar v'abayim, and the desire to be close to Hashem, would be so great in this world that... And they would realize that everything else is narishkeit. Everything else is useless. Everything else is pointless. Everything else is just a distraction. And they wouldn't want to run after anything else except for the being davuk in Hashem. Im hayoisim kein, haya yichud yisbarach mizgale aleim mitzad atzmon v'nimtzu mekarvim lahem ha'yeshua. So it sounds like he's saying a person could have an individual Yeshua. And that they're experiencing yichud. So that's why the Shun Tzadikim, the Nam Shubat Teva Bachal. We said this before. Because they're living in their own little world of Yichud. They're living in their own little Mashiach world. So you get all of a sudden you enter into the world of the Tzadik, right? And then stuff happens, like Shloka Derech Teva. And he doesn't have to experience the ghost in order to be mevar the yichud. He was misaking what he asked to already. He doesn't have to be mevatel the ra to bring out the yichud. He brought out the yichud because he understands it. Wow. He says the point is that Hashem doesn't want to create a world that you see Him right away because there's nowhere to work. You have to work to be able to see Hashem. So everyone has a tachlis in this bria. So for most people, they can't bring out the yichud. They have to be mevatel the ra in order to bring out the yichud. But there are tzaddikim that can work on yichud itself, and in their life they see Einan Mavadah. And then he did his job in bringing up Yichud Hashem. Maybe we'll get more to that later. That's a pretty big concept. Okay. Shkoyach. Getting deep tonight, guys. Sorry if it was too much, but Rosh Hashem. Shia, you're back?